From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning and happy Friday to me.
Yeah, there you go. You know, Captain Marvel is out. It's packed with 90s nostalgia because it takes place in the mid-90s. And a new poll is out asking fans what were their favorite movies of the 90s. Now, I'm talking about some pretty big movies. Let's say Mrs. Doubtfire, The Lion King, Schindler's List, Pulp Fiction, Toy Story, the first one.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman is number two on that list.
Number two?
Number two.
What the heckies? Why isn't it number one?
Number three is Jurassic Park. Number four is Titanic. Here you go.
Titanic's number four, huh? Jack Rose. Jack Rose.
You're going to grow old, Rose. I promise you. Home Alone, number five.
Okay.
Macaulay. Number one.
Okay.
You probably won't agree with this, but this is usually most guys say this is their favorite movie of all time.
I probably won't agree with it because it's not Pretty Woman.
Shawshank Redemption, number one.
And really?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I mean, excellent
movie. Yeah. Some of the other ones that made the top 20, Groundhog Day, one of my faves.
One of your faves, yeah.
One of your faves, Braveheart.
Wow.
Okay. Silence of the Lambs is in there, The Matrix, Goodfellas, Trainspotting, Four Weddings and a Funeral. And there you go, Forrest Gump. Did I say Forrest Gump earlier?
No.
Well, Forrest Gump. Oh, you know what I read yesterday about Forrest Gump?
Some of those all have to be in there.
They're not going to make the sequel to Forrest Gump. This is serious stuff, okay? They were going to make a sequel.
Why?
And Forrest's son, had AIDS in the storyline.
Really?
In the storyline.
Not in real life?
Well, I don't even know who they were going to get to play, you know, grown-up Forrest's son.
Okay.
Right? Think about that.
Why would they do that?
I know, right? Well, they killed Jenny. Oh, spoiler alert! Sorry.
Why would you do that?
That Forrest Gump was a sad-ass movie. I'm sorry.
Well, I know. But
I mean, both Robin Wright and Sally Field end up dying in that.
Sad-ass movie.
Well, and Bubba died too. Damn it. Spoiler alert.
Papers.
Okay, we've wasted enough of this.
Sad-ass movie.
Sad. All right, what's going on in today's world here in the teens?
In the la-la land.
La-la land.
Let's talk about our national nightmare.
Yes, ma'am.
Day nine.
Day nine, wow.
Well, Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade.
Mm.
This is a sad-ass story, too.
Sad. Everything's sad-ass today. Ay, ay, ay.
She's said to be devastated to be caught up in the college admissions scandal.
Devastated.
Especially since she didn't want to go to college in the first place.
Yeah, that's what I had heard.
She was happy being a social media influencer and YouTube star and sponging off mom and dad.
Sponging off mom and dad.
Well, that's pretty much blown up in her little face.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
She's reportedly getting so much hate online.
Online's full of haters.
Online is full of haters.
Online's full of haters.
That's the saddest part. That's the actual sad part of this.
That's sad ass, too.
It is.
I mean, that's real
for
sad
the reels.
Ass. For the reels.
Yeah.
So, where do we come up with this crap?
The internet.
Because we're not hip. We're not hip in the least.
Internet.
Okay.
So much hate's being tossed her way.
Yeah.
That her dream of being a YouTube star is also over.
Oh, no. I think she's ruined. No, I think, yeah, all street cred, all that's gone. Yeah, there's no Olivia Jade. She's going to have to
stick her with a fork.
Stick her with a fork. Change her looks, change her name, and come up with something else, like influencing recipes of chili con carne. You know, it's funny. It's not funny. They look like their mom. I mean,
yeah,
I've seen pictures of the two of them. You know, well, Olivia, you know what? Strap on the feedback, hon. If you gain about 40 pounds and change your hair color, nobody's going to know. Nobody's gonna know.
You're such a weirdo. Meanwhile, her sister Bella is devastated too, but for the opposite reason. She actually wanted to go to college.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and now she's not in college.
I kind of feel bad for that one, but she too probably knew she was scammed into college.
Well, yeah.
Honey, this is the best thing for you. Trust me, I'm your mother.
I'm your mother. She would do as I say.
Yep. Well, she would have been happy to finish, and now that's not happening, at least not at USC.
I don't think anything's happening because mom and dad are ruined. The kids are ruined. Who's paying the bills?
May I recommend online college?
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. May I also recommend Tori Spelling? She can tell you how to use your black card until they take it away. There's going to be huge losses at Mossimo.
Yes.
And she's done.
Yes.
You know, no, not even a holidays in handcuffs this year for Lori Loughlin on Hallmark. She's done.
Will they keep running the movies that she's already done?
No, but I did hear on a podcast, a Christmas podcast, and we got to talk to this guy on the Christmas podcast. Anyway, heard on a Christmas podcast that I guess, is it Hallmark? Yeah, Hallmark is running a Christmas movie every Friday night all year long. Yeah, Friday or Saturday. Check that out.
I think I will.
You might be able to catch a Lori Loughlin. You know, I think they pulled them all. Mm.
So let's move on from the sad story that I find
so
hilarious.
Sad.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft has filed a motion to make sure that the lurid police videos of his visit to a Florida day spa, he doesn't want them leaked to the press.
That shit's going to be on the internet. It's going to be on the internet. I don't care what anybody says. May not be right away.
Well, it is for everybody else. So why not him too?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Equal time, equal measure, rich guy.
You know, Pornhub probably already has it.
I'm sure you'll tell me later.
I will.
So the lawyers.
Yeah.
There's a whole
lawyer
slew of them.
Lawyer app. Yeah.
They filed for a protective order to prevent law enforcement and prosecutors from releasing any evidence gathered in this investigation. Now, most notably, you might ask, what in particular is he so worried about? Well, it's those darn surveillance videos.
Yeah.
They just pop up anywhere, don't they?
It'll
probably end up on my Facebook watch.
Right. Oh, my God. Hopefully they blur out the nasty parts. I don't want to see that.
So the lawyers are arguing that their client disputes the position of the prosecutors that there may be a victim of any offense at issue in these cases.
Hmm.
So, speaking of position.
Oh, okay. Position or positions.
Crafty Bobby's position in the video allegedly shows him being, quote, manipulated, unquote, by two middle-aged women.
And you know what words in manipulated? Man. And Paul. All right, with that. I'd like to be manipulated by Halle Berry.
Shut up.
Have a great Thursday. See you tomorrow.
Oh,
and
I apologize for him, but there's no apology for him.
And
oh, yeah. And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.